It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Wisconsin business owners and investors are keeping a close eye on the tariff roller coaster, with some of President Trump's tariffs going up, others put on pause for 90 days.
And high-tech businesses in fields like biotechnology, health information, and computer sciences are watching for the impact of cuts in federal research funding here in the state.
Tom Still is keeping a close eye on these issues. He's president of the Wisconsin Technology Council. Tom, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Good morning, Rob and Kate, and good morning to your listeners as well.
And Tom, you wrote about tariff uncertainty before President Trump announced sweeping across-the-board tariffs last week, postponed them yesterday. You've been talking to business leaders here in the state. What are you hearing from them about tariffs and their future planning?
Well, your description of a roller coaster is exactly right. I mean, we're not out of the woods yet on this issue at all, even though the president rolled back some of the tariffs yesterday. I think what we're hearing is that there has to be a recognition that so many of the country's jobs are tied to trade. Something like 41 million jobs in the United States alone, probably 690,000 of those in Wisconsin, you know, one way or the other through the supply chain. And I think people are concerned for good reason, because the way it came down initially from the president really didn't allow any time for planning. And, you know, perhaps he's reading his own polls and listening to his advisors and pulled back a bit. But there's still a fair amount of uncertainty out there. And I think the markets this morning are reflecting that as well.
One of the arguments for tariffs, including from the president himself, is that put in place, they'll encourage more companies to manufacture more stuff ultimately here in the United States. What do you make of that argument, given the way these tariffs have rolled out?
Some of that is true. Excuse me. Some of that is true. But in other ways, it's not. You know, a lot of folks started doing manufacturing in places like China because of cost, you know, cheaper labor. But really today, it's as much about their engineering prowess and their manufacturing prowess as anything. And so, you know, some companies are kind of almost doubling down on what they're doing in China. Could it help? Sure. I think especially for nascent industries and companies, that's where tariffs probably can be great for protecting a fledgling industry. But otherwise, it may not make that much of a difference in terms of reshoring. It can in some cases and can in some sectors, but not especially overall.
I've seen arguments that the Trump administration is undercutting that argument, the argument that tariffs will bring back manufacturing, by also saying, well, this is sort of a club. This is going to beat people into making better deals with us and open up even freer trade. So that in a sense says, don't plan on bringing businesses back to America, because these tariff rates will change as these negotiations go on. Is that kind of uncertainty going to affect planning for, hey, where am I going to build my next factory?
Well, I think it can. And that's what, you know, what we've been seeing in the markets certainly is the uncertainty. Markets don't like that. And I think most manufacturers, most businesses don't like that either. They can adjust and when they know what the rules are and what the playing field looks like. So, you know, in this state, I think we're vulnerable in a couple of ways. You know, we do some things in the supply chains around pharmaceuticals, around medical equipment, obviously, auto supplies, machine shops. Those kinds of things are more vulnerable in Wisconsin than perhaps some other states. And, of course, our farm economy. Food manufacturing is a big deal in Wisconsin, and exporting that food, obviously we can't eat it all here, and exporting that food to different places around the world makes sense. So, I think the uncertainty of what's been going on is what has touched his manufacturers and others pretty directly.
Tom, you mentioned supply chains earlier, and we hear when people talk about, for example, Michigan and auto production there, the same auto part might be between Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. produced in one country with raw materials from another country, cross borders a couple times as different steps in the process go on. Do we have comparable supply chains in Wisconsin where we're seeing cross-border reliance on these parts?
Yes, absolutely. And you mentioned Canada and Mexico, and you're exactly right there. It's auto supply chains in Wisconsin are historic and pretty well established, and so it's definitely true that we have that in the parts chain in Wisconsin as much as anyone.
Tom Still is with us from the Wisconsin Technology Council, talking about big economic issues at the federal level that could affect Wisconsin business. And from tariffs, Tom, I want to turn to another issue you're watching, federal research funding. We hear cuts, of course, in grants from the National Institutes for Health and other funding organizations. What are you watching for? What kind of impacts are you worried about here in Wisconsin?
Very deep impacts. In, you know, some of the recent figures I've seen would suggest that Wisconsin alone has probably somewhere around $690 million a year in grants from NIH, National Institutes of Health. And so the talk about really getting rid of a part of those grants, I think, is really significant for places like, the UW-Madison, Medical College of Wisconsin, Blood Center of Wisconsin, Versatile is called now, Marquette, Marshfield Clinic. Those are places that have done cutting edge research in health for decades, and if not longer. And so it's really, you know, important from that root source of research to make sure that that funding does continue. And then from a patient view, over time, we've seen remarkable discoveries come out of Wisconsin that are health related. And that of course, is affects people everywhere, not just here. So we're watching that closely and hope to do some things additionally through our events that put a focus on that.
That's the research and the patient side of things, both important. Connect the dots for us, Tom, between that kind of research and businesses, new business startups and spinoffs here in the state.
Well, when you look, let's just use one example. The Tide to Wharf, the Wisconsin Alumni Research Foundation, and a business that it invested in about 30 years ago, maybe 31. It led to an investment in a company that over time, the folks who came out of that, and by the way, it was a successful company, folks who came out of that went on to start other companies, Exact Sciences, for example. And so you see the research that is adopted in certain sectors and then just grows from there and becomes more almost like its own little virus in terms of growing and adding to the economy. So those kinds of jobs are really important, and that kind of economic growth is important.
Do you worry that future business startups could be impacted then if this research isn't happening, isn't being funded here in the state?
Yes. I mean, it won't go away entirely, obviously. But yes, I am I am worried about that look at, for example, GE Healthcare and magnetic resonance imaging. That was developed over time, and NIH funds were a part of it, and it's become a major source of jobs and everything else in Wisconsin, but also health. The ability to use these MRI machines and in different ways and more innovative ways has led to that kind of business, and I think we're going to continue to see that. It's the combination of what the effect would be on human health as well as business here in Wisconsin, because we're kind of outsized in that way. Compared to, we're not as big as a California, for example, or some other places I could name, Massachusetts. But at the same time, we're pretty outsized among the states. And I think our kind of employment here that's driven by this is really significant.
On a related note, UW, especially UW-Madison, brings in a lot of international students with recent revocations of their student visas. It's raising questions. Are we going to lure international students to the state? Are we going to lure international researchers who may not be sure about things like immigration, green card, work visa, research visa status? Is that something you have your eye on?
Yes, although I think we'll always be a magnet. I think some of that is more or less happening around the edge versus having a direct impact. You know, when you look at some of these institutions that we discussed earlier, they're top notch. I mean, they are among the best in the country and the world. And I think we will continue to be a magnet for talent. So I think it's less about people who would want to be here legally than those who might be illegal. And so I think we're going to continue to draw that kind of talent from around the world.
Tom, as we start to wrap up, what are a couple of the biggest questions you are still trying to figure out answers for when it comes to some of these federal policies that affect Wisconsin's economy?
Well, I think the proposed cuts in a sector, I suppose, of NIH grants, that's where I think we need to focus and double down in terms of making sure that members of the congressional delegation and, in fact, the Wisconsin legislature and the executive branch here understand that, and that people understand that it's so directly tied to them. You know, you look at the amount of NIH grants that are coming into Wisconsin, and you divide that by our population, it's about $110 per year per capita. Now, that's, you know, when you think about it, that's pretty. And that's if all of the grants went away. So that's a small amount of money when you think about the what it does in terms of economic effect, but also health effect for people who are everywhere from, you know, studies of Alzheimer's disease to innovations in surgery and medical imaging, all of that.
And we'll leave it there. Thanks to our guest, Tom Still, president of the Wisconsin Technology Council, looking at the impact of tariffs and cuts in federal research funding on Wisconsin.